Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text today is taken from our first reading from Revelation chapter 7. Hey, Dad, what's it going to be like? Well, that is a question that I'm sure is asked of many a father and mother, for that matter, about just about anything. It has been asked when going to an amusement park for the very first time. Well, that question, I'm sure, has been asked when it's for the very first time they get to go to a movie theater to see some kind of movie. But for me, well, it was my first time going to a professional football game that I asked my dad that question. And then when you were there, well, you can describe it. But what if you haven't been there? How are you going to experience it? Well, it's kind of like watching the World Series on TV. And I know for some of you, you didn't watch it because your team wasn't there. I get that. But when you watch that game, you see all kinds of people that were there. You had fans who were wearing blue. You had fans who were wearing red. They were all screaming and yelling and encouraging their teams. You could see those fans. They were standing up many times. Even though they have seats to sit in, they're standing up, they're yelling out, they're encouraging their team. Now, even though the networks who showed that on TV had over, you know, up to 40 cameras there, up to 4 slow motion cameras, just to get that whole experience there, it still is only getting it a glimpse from afar. Well, that's kind of what our first reading is all about here this morning. When we ask that question, what is it going to be like? We get a glimpse of what it's going to be like from afar, like seeing the game on TV. We get our appetite wet to see such joy, but that's about all it is, still just from afar. But that's what we have here for this morning on All Saints Sunday. Now, All Saints Day is November 1st. The day before is Reformation Day, October 31st, and it had been known as All Hallows' Eve, with All Saints' Day being the next day. But because it was called All Hallows' Eve, that's where it got shortened into Halloween, is what we have here for today. But All Saints' Day, well, it celebrates the faithful who believe in Jesus Christ, who lived, who died, and who are now in heaven. Well, it's because they have died that some folks have turned that special day into one that focuses so much so on death. Funny thing is that those folks, while they have died here on this earth in mortal terms, they are very much alive in heavenly terms. And that's why we have it as our first reading here for today. And the writer? Well, the writer is John, one of the 12 disciples, who writes at the beginning of this book, "Blessed is the one who reads aloud the words of this prophecy, and blessed are those who hear, and who keep what is written in it, for the time is near." Well, John, he's giving us a glimpse of what heaven is going to be like one day. Hear John's words from the beginning of our first reading. "After this, I looked, and behold, a great multitude no one could number, from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands, and crying out with a loud voice, 'Salvation to our God, sits on the throne and to the Lamb.'" Now John, he gives us perspective as one who was there. He's in the stadium, if you will. He's not on the couch watching it at home. But he is there. "And behold, a great multitude that no one could number is there." What he's seeing is millions upon millions of people who were there, and then some. What is he seeing? So many there that no one could number. You know, that little phrase there, "no one could number," that's a shout out to Abraham. And you might be thinking, "Abraham, what's that have to do with anything?" Well, recall the promise God made with Abraham when he said about his descendants, "Look toward heaven and number the stars if you are able to number them. So shall your offspring be." Well, in this stadium, what kinds of fans of God are there? Well, what are they? Well, they're there from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages. It's important for us to hear that, quite frankly, because who's John's audience? Well, they're believers, but many of them are going to be Jews. And they're going to be thinking that only Jews are going to be there in heaven. But quite the contrary. There'll be Jews and Gentiles, as he says, from all over the world. People from every country and language and people group from all over this planet will be there. Think about it. You're going to have Red Sox fans standing next to Yankee fans, even after this season. It's going to be that way in heaven. Incredible sight. An amazing sight. Hard to believe kind of sight. But that's the way it's going to be. They are all standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes with palm branches in their hands. They're standing on their feet. They are too excited to sit down. Now, when you go to some stadiums there, they have fans who they're giving them towels, you know, to wave over their heads and that kind of thing. Well, not so here. They have palm branches. And what does that mean? When they're waving these palm branches there, that was a sign that the king was there coming into their presence. And exactly, that's what they have there. Their victorious king is there in the stadium. And then comes out their cry. Their cry before God and the Lamb. For why they are so excited, for why they are there. Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb. Salvation. Hosanna. Being saved. They all mean the same thing. It's about getting into heaven and being there before God the Father and His Son Jesus, the Lamb of God. Getting into heaven belongs to God the Father and to the Lamb. Imagine how exciting that will be when the multitude there cries out those very words and you're a part of it. It's beyond amazing. But in their cry, though, lies the key to getting into heaven. And that is the Lamb. One must believe in the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Here we learn in just a couple verses here about why the team color is white. They are white because they have washed their robes and made them clean in the blood of the Lamb. Now notice, it is the clothing that is white. Okay? Not talking about the color of our skin, because remember, there are people there from all over. The robes represent our lives and how we have lived in them. Our actions, okay? Our actions determine the robe's color. Now you see, in fact, the longer we live, the dirtier our robes get. And what makes them dirty? Well, that's our sins. Those sins that we've broken one of God's commandments, or where we haven't loved our neighbor as ourselves. That causes our robes to get dirtier and dirtier. So indeed, the older we get, the more our robes become more soiled. And there's only one way to make them white, and that is to wash them in the blood of the Lamb. Now that washing, that takes place not in the future, but rather right here in the present, in the present day, during the days in which we live on this earth. You see, Jesus, who died shedding his blood on the cross, is the sacrifice that is needed to make sure that our clothes, our robes, are washed white and washed clean. It is by believing, by the faith given to us, that makes us clean in God's eyes. You see, that happens in our baptisms. There, when we are washed with water and God's word, baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, there we are washed clean. Our robes are white. Now, we recognize that while we still live here on this earth, we sin, so we are both sinner and saint at the same time. But yet, it is because of our baptisms, there we are marked as one of God's own dear children. And it's a guarantee that our robes will be white for all eternity. Failure to believe that, though, will be very costly indeed. And so that's why we are very thankful on this All Saints Day. All Saints is who we're thankful for. For those are the folks who have gone before us in the faith. They're the ones who shared their faith with us so that we might hear the word and believe. They are the ones who gave of their offerings so that Christ's ministry could flourish. They are the ones who, because of their actions, served in Christ's church so the ministry could continue. They are the ones who also there shared the word of God, shared the words of Christ, so that upon hearing those words, we might come to have faith. It's an amazing thing, because we who have faith and have been baptized will be gathered then into that multitude of number. But until that day happens, we need to tell others about Jesus. Why? Well, because we live in the days, and still live in the days, in a world of tribulation, where there are wars. There are places that persecute believers. The people who, quite frankly, hate you because of the faith that you have in Jesus Christ. The fact that you want to share your faith with others, well, they hate you even more still, and they don't want you to share that faith. We live in a world that has, well, people who take lives in shootings. There are cancers that take lives. Breast cancer, lung cancer. Accidents happen, and then they take lives. Hunger takes lives. Pain and sadness afflict us all. While all of these things might keep one from believing, all of these types of things might drive someone to lose your faith. Still, we need to make sure that we still tell others, particularly those who don't believe, and even remind those who do believe that there is a place that is especially prepared for them, a place where they shall hunger no more, neither thirst any more. The sun shall not strike them, nor any scorching heat. For the Lamb in the midst of the throne will be their shepherd, and he will guide them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes. No more pain, no more suffering, no more shootings, no more cancer, only joy. For the love of God will be around us constantly. And that, my friends, will cause all of us then to be like those that John saw, standing on their feet, shouting out at the top of our lungs, "Amen! Blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be to our God forever and ever, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen." Now may the peace of God surpasses all human understanding. Guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.